Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good Monday morning, Blog Talk Radio. It's Casey Conrad coming to you live from the gorgeous state of Rhode Island. Hope you all had a great weekend. I had a fantastic weekend presenting the Canadian Academy with both Chithan Malik and Sue Adams, the group leader from Canada. And, of course, we all know Chithan, who is an organizational director plus out on the West Coast. I believe she's in the city of San Francisco. And that was my first time getting to present with those two ladies. We had about 50 attendees, and I must admit, it was very different giving an academy online, but it was great, and we had wonderful interaction from the participants, and, you know, I'm really looking forward to doing the online academies in the United States. And so let's go through a few kind of housekeeping items just to bring you up to date on where we are with our beloved relaunch of the Beamer. All of you know that a week ago, last Thursday, Albert had the national call, and we were given the green light from the FDA. And they told us then that it would be 7 to 10 business days before the flag was removed from the FDA website, import website. Now, I have not had my RD meeting today, so I do not have an update on that. But today would be the 7th business day. So for all of you that are texting your regional directors and saying, hey, I thought today was the day that I could order a Beamer. Well, no. Today was the first day that the flag could be lifted. And, you know, look, I love America, and I hate government red tape. And so we're just, you know, waiting for that little flag to be removed. So I am hopeful and assuming that in the next 3 days, today's 7, day business day 7, tomorrow's 8, 9, and 10. So sometime between today and Thursday, we are very much looking forward to that flag being removed. And what does that trigger? That triggers the ability for Liechtenstein to ship product. Now, people say, well, wait a second, if they remove the flag, why can't we start shipping now? And by the time it gets here, nope. Doesn't work that way. The bill of lading that comes in with the shipment must be reflective of a date that is post the flag being removed. Okay, so, yep, it would be nice, but that's not how it's going to happen. Now, Beamer Corporate is going to airship the first 700 units. And at the exact same time that those 700 units go to the airport, There is another 1,200 units that are going to go to the company to get freighted here by sea. Now, that takes a couple of weeks. And so my question to Albert the other day was, well, hey, yo, you know, my team is like telling me there's a lot of Beamer orders going to go in. What if we run out of the 700 units faster than the other 1,200 get here by sea? And he said, Casey, don't you worry about that. Liechtenstein has another 700 some odd units waiting in the event that they need to airship more. But we, you know, I mean, that would be a great problem to have, right? It would be an awesome problem to have. But we don't want to unnecessarily burden the company with additional shipping costs. And I can tell you the additional shipping costs for air freighting the units is extraordinary. I mean, really crazy, the additional amount. So now, once the units are on the plane, then our back office will show the ability to order the go. Okay? Now, you say, okay, that's great. So let's say it's Friday. Just say, oh, and by the way, I forgot to tell you the other good news that Albert gave us the other day. Whereas previously, before June, Liechtenstein, there was only one flight a week going out to where it needs to come in here in the U.S. But now there's three flights a week. So isn't that awesome that we can, you know, turn products faster if we need to airship more? So that was another, like, huge, wow, that's awesome. Okay, now, once the product arrives in L.A. and it then has to be clear customs and be transferred, and then the shipment needs to be unpacked and each item needs to be scanned and put into the computer system, not only for you know, our necessary shipping and tracking of warranty, but also because, remember, these are medical devices, so every single item has to be scanned in, and then product will begin to ship. So I hope that answers all the questions about that. Now, let's go over just a few other things. I was on my manager's call this morning, and, you know, there were some legitimate, you know, clarifications and questions. Remember what's in your go, okay? Your go includes your B-Box Pro. So just like what you would have gotten in your unit if you already have it, you know, from previously. So even though the website only shows two icons, it is not a different box, folks. It is the exact same box because that's the box that was cleared in 2017 for Class 2. You're going to have a B-Pad. You're going to have the B-Spot. Of course, the B-Scan. And on the first 30 days of orders, battery and a backpack is included. Now, after 30 days, the battery will no longer be included. And I know people were up in arms. How can it be a go if it doesn't have the battery in it? You have to remember that the reason the battery is not going to be in it after 30 days has to do with supply chain issues. If the battery runs out, you don't want to have no ability to sell your Beamer, right? People can still use it. In fact, the majority of people previously didn't even buy a battery, right? So until later on when they realized how, like, unbelievable it was to have a battery. So, yes, of course, it's going to be a good idea for people to add the battery into their purchase afterwards. But if we don't have batteries in stock under our current system, you couldn't order a Beamer. So let's not have any further holdups. We just have to go with that and know that that's how it is. And then right now, the backpack is free for 90 days, all right? Promotional price, which is also going to be for the first 90 days, is $39.90 plus your appropriate tax. No shipping and handling if you used ground shipping. You know, one of the things that you want going to want to do is get together with your regional director, who is going to be doing some training on outlining, once we receive them, what are the exact claims that are allowed to be made with our Beamer Go. And I say that because they have changed. And we don't have the final version yet from Dr. Burka, which is coming from the FDA, because he's trying to, you know, work with them. Remember, when you make an application using a predicate device, you are required to use those same claims, since you're saying, hey, it's like this one. And then you have to go back and amend those, and that is a process. So Dr. Burka has been working on that. What else? Ordering. You no doubt have people that have taken advantage of the fantastic 144 U.S., 192 Canadian promotion that is currently going on until the end of June. And when somebody is a trainee, you must remember that you have to be clear with them that when they order their Go, they are to go into their back office and order it through their own portal, right? Through, I want to buy something from my shop, that blue button. Because if they don't, if they think, oh, I need to buy it from Casey, right? Because she's going to get her. No. It's going to all be connected back to the person who sponsored that individual, but they have to go in, because that now is their qualifying sale, okay? So hopefully that's clear about all that. And, of course, we're going to have a lot of people that need to go through training, and we fully anticipate that the U.S. Academies online will start in the month of July. So let's use this month. Let's get our funnel full. Let's get people in. Let's get them using their Beamer. And then we will start the training in July. We're waiting to do any training until we have the final claims list in. So I hope that is clear. Because I'm running solo today, I am going to start taking callers here, because I already have some callers in the queue. So if you have a question, if you have a comment, if you have something positive to say, I'd love to hear it. Because in this crazy world, Nancy Pellegrini just told me that she's on. Let me see if I can find her, since I have several people in the queue. Hold on one second. Let's see. Oh, there you are, Nancy. I'll unlock you. Hold on. Hold on.
Good morning.
Unlocking? Good morning, Nancy. Can you hear me? Let's see. Let's try this.
Call out. I said I couldn't.
Are
you there?
Yep, you're there now.
I'm here, okay. Yes, my apologies. I've had some very strange things going on with my phone lately, and I wasn't able to call in. Then when I finally was able to call in, like, I couldn't. It was the strangest thing. Anyways, the world's very strange right now, so nothing surprises me anymore. Anyway, I kind of caught what you were talking about. I was texting, going, I'm in, and you. I'm super excited. I want to know how you just did an Academy for Canada quickly, Casey. How did that go this last weekend for you?
Well, clearly you weren't on when I talked about that.
I was.
Yeah,
not
no,
on.
The Academy went fantastic. It was awesome, and we had 50 or 51 people. And, you know, I got some amazing feedback already through Titbomb. She had some people up there, and let me see if I can find it. The person said, thank you so much for an amazing weekend. Several people from our team were on and had nothing but great things to say about it. And this person said I had 13 team members that were on, and I've connected with them throughout the weekend, and they had nothing but positive things to say. So those came in through Chit Vaughn and then were relayed to me. So we had a great academy. Thank you for asking.
Yes, well, I had some people on there, and they thought it was fantastic as well, and there are lots of really great reviews about both of you, which does not surprise me in the least. So I'm really, really, really glad and grateful that you two were you two collaborated for that one. But Casey, yes,
Sue Adams did a great job. I want to give Sue, that was her very first time teaching, and she was given a couple of tough subjects to teach on, and she did a fantastic job.
Oh, I know Sue, and I'm not surprised, so I'm glad that she's on board now as a group leader and another individual that can help support with academies out here, so that's fantastic, yes. That's good. So I'll let you carry on with the questions, because I know there'll be people that are wanting to ask some things, and I really don't have anything to throw in other than, I don't know if you mentioned anything about the Canadian promotion as well, not just the 192, but the two payment system again, where people can come in and to be clear, they can only do it through the transfer. They can't do partly credit card, partly transfer. My understanding is it's all strictly through the transfer method with Beamer.
Yep.
Bank transfer.
Yep. And I hadn't discussed that, but I will. If you can mute yourself, you got a lot of background noise going on there. I'll talk about that. Yep. So So I didn't cover that, but it's good now that the Canadian's online. Let's talk about that. We got cleared for Canadians two aspects to the new payment plan. Number one, they can pay through wire transfer, ACH. So what happens is when they check out, if they don't want to use a credit card, they can click ACH. And what will happen is the system will send them and generate an email that has the wiring instructions for them to pay that way. Once they have done that and they have 14 days to do that, then, of course, their Beamer is shipped and the commission is generated. Now, the other amazing thing that was sorted out for Canada, and if you're a U.S. person listening to this and you go, what, right? But you have to remember that Canada does not have the opportunity to sell to go. So, and yet they're going to find out about it. So the other beautiful thing that was made available to Canada is that they can have a to-pay. So they do the exact same thing. They go online, they order their Beamer, they click ACH, and in the little code they say, I want to do a to-pay. There is a password that comes up, and the password is split, S-P-L-I-T. And they same thing happens. They process the order, the website generates a invoice that is sent to them. They have 14 days to pay for their first half, which is half of the unit plus tax. If they are a distributor, they are going to pay half of the unit plus tax plus the full distributor fee, which of course right now is $192 Canadian, and then they have 14 days to make that payment. And once they do, their Beamer is shipped. And from 30 days of the date of the first payment, they will then owe the second payment. And then once the second payment is made, commissions are processed, and you as the seller will get your commission. So this is fantastic. And, the reality is the Canadian exchange rate is not super favorable. The Beamer Pro is considerable. It's probably 25 or 30% difference right now from what our Beamer Pro was at $59.90. And so, you're getting up into, $8,000. And so to have that to pay for them is just a beautiful option. So there might be questions about that, but it's pretty self-explanatory. So, and it's just for Canada. Please don't call me and ask me, is this for the U.S.? It is just for Canada. So let's go to the phone lines here. 910-528, 910-528. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Casey. Thank you. This is Jane McLaren from Lexington, Kentucky.
Hi, Jane.
And I have to tell you, honestly, my very, very best happy news is I have a new dog. And it took me from October. Yes, yay! It took me from October 15th when I lost my Jack Russell to age. And she's perfect. And she came to me about a month ago, and it's such a miracle. I mean, she just, if she didn't already have the wonderful name of Etta James, I would name her Ready Made. But anyway, so that's my fun, happy, happiest.
Life is better with
a dog. I was awful. It was the first time. And I don't know. Anyway, so I'm happy now. And also, even though I am a wee bit of a slow starter here, I think I've had 7 sales in 2 years. I have my very first in April, the end of March. I got a reference and da-da-da. And this gal wanted to buy the Beamer horse set and turn her career into Beamer.
Wow.
And I was thrilled. A professional out in California hooked us up. Well, here's what she decided to do, and I thought it was wise at the time, and I'm not sure of her position now. She went ahead and bought the Beamer horse set, but she did not sign up for an academy because we did not know if and when there was going to be one.
Okay.
We knew probably there would be, but I don't even know that we were talking about the online academies yet.
Okay.
It was kind
and what's
of
your
early
question,
in the
Jane?
Whole. So my question is, she is a T,
yep.
But so she has to operate like a T, even though she's actually bought the Beamer herself. She has to now buy another one to move
all right,
to
so,
junior.
So first of all, yeah. So let me start with a question. So when she bought her unit, she did not at that time pay the $390 to become a distributor. Is that correct?
Correct. And she has now paid the $144. She paid it last week, I think.
So sorry for playing. No, she will have to sell a unit to a customer in order to qualify, or she could purchase a go unit, a human go unit in her back office. Now, that commission would go to you, and if it was my person that happened with, I would personally turn around and give her back that commission since I already got a commission on her equine unit, right? But I would make
Absolutely.
Sure that I – okay, but make sure you reduce your taxable consequence because it is going to come in on your 1099, so you're going to either have to send her a 1099 or reduce that commission, talk to your accountant, and reduce the taxable consequences. But that's what she should do, either sell a unit to a customer or buy a go unit, which for her, she's going to be like $680 off the $39.90, so it's going to cost her like $3,200, which I think is a fantastic way. I mean, she should be on the Beamer herself anyway. And if she can't do that, then she'll just have to sell a unit to a customer to qualify, okay? Now,
Let me say
this, Jane. Let's just suppose that in the next month or two, you have another sale to somebody who has zero interest in becoming a distributor. Okay? I would put the sale underneath her if I didn't need the points, right? Because I don't need the points. Right, I'm not trying to qualify for senior, and you shouldn't be either. So I would put the sale underneath her. Even though it was your sale, the commission will come up to you anyway, and she's qualified. Make sense?
Yes, great idea. Thank you.
Okay. Yep, and that's, just because it happened this way. You know, she's already bought her qualifying, and you're going to return the commission anyway, so this would be cleaner, and you wouldn't have to worry about anything, and she would forever be indebted to you.
I never would have thought about that, Casey. That is just fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jane. Have a great day.
You too, Casey.
Okay, next caller. 713-569. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey. It's Sandra in Houston.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi. So could you just briefly explain the distinction between class one, which was do no harm, and class two cleared? Which I acknowledge that there's things that we can't say yet. My experience has been when I've talked with some medical professionals and I say we're class two cleared, they look at me like, so what? You know, like it means nothing to them. So,
yep. Yeah, and guess what? To the average person, it's going to mean absolutely nothing. Okay. To the medical world that understands medical devices, class two, and let's talk about it from two different things. One is, what are the claims that you can make because of the way your application was submitted, at least until amendments are made? And the other is, what is the difference between class one and class two? So simply put, the difference between class one and class two is class one is anything class one is safe. Anything class two is not only safe, but it has established efficacy, meaning the FDA says it does exactly what you claim it does, which is why we can now have to be very, very careful about the claims, okay? So until we get the final claims, we won't know what we can say exactly, but for everyone to be really clear, the predicate device, so when you are submitting to get a product into the FDA, you either start brand new or you apply in a particular way that allows you to jump onto the coattails of a predicate device, somebody who has already gone through all of the red tape to get their device either registered or clear, okay? So AG, now this is back in 2015 or 16, whenever that all happened, and we ultimately got our class clearance in February of 2017, although we looked at it and said, wow, B-body not included, B-light not included, we're just going to stay class one. That's what we hoped for. Okay, so what the predicate device that we came under was for lower leg muscle stimulation. That's what it was for. So there was this very narrow window that the predicate device was under. So Dr. Burka, who has been working tirelessly with the FDA, has been expanding that. Just like, remember back in January when we were so excited that we could finally say muscular pain, right? He worked through with the FDA to amend the claims because he was able to provide them with the documentation showing what our device could do. So so this is where we're at. And at the end of the day, nothing changes with our Beamer. We just have to be very careful with the language because, number one, we can only make the claims that we are allowed to. And number two, right now, the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, that oversees businesses, is absolutely hammering down on network marketing and direct selling companies that are making either income claims or product claims, health claims regarding specifically COVID. So what you don't want to do is go out there and say, oh, my God, Beamer helps support your immune system. You know, Beamer improves your immune system. No, you could educate people how blood flow and how this is why people who exercise regularly have typically a better immune system, because it has been scientifically documented that athletes that maintain lean muscle mass have a better T cell production, right? And that has to do with them being exercising and keeping lean muscle, blah, 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 blah. So you can educate around it, but you can't connect and say Beamer is going to help you prevent COVID. You can't say that. You can't say that. You can talk about general health and wellness, and then they go, well, doesn't Beamer improve blood flow? Yes, it does. But I'm not going to say Beamer absolutely is going to help you deal with COVID because it will boost your immune system. You can say, you know, and this is where we have to find out, you know, about blood flow and the white blood cells and all the things that we used to say. We are waiting for the clarification. And look, guys, here's the thing. Right now, most of the people that you're selling Beamer to were people that were already in your funnel, you know, and it's not like you have to be, like, super on eggshells with this. You've already talked to them multiple times. So I hope that kind of clears up that piece and then maybe a little bit more.
That did, and you caused me to think of another question.
Okay, go ahead.
There's another medical device out from Germany that some people may be hearing of, and somebody sent me a link to it. And what I observed is in their promotional stuff, they are constantly using the word pain.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, does this class two lead us to being able to use the word pain eventually, or will that be sorted out? I don't want anybody to get off the call thinking it's okay.
Yep, no, Dr. We'll sort that out. And just so you know this, okay, that particular device, which says they're class two, they are not class two in the United States of America, okay? So their marketing is absolute BS, okay? That's deceptive marketing, and they are not class two in the United States of America. Just like there are other devices out there that say that we're class two. Yeah, they're class two in Canada. Well, so are we. But class two in other countries is very different than class two in the United States. I went on and specifically searched the FDA website for their device, and it is not class two in the United States. So, okay?
Great.
Cool.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Sandra. Okay. Next caller, 207-415, 207-415. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Casey. This is Jeff.
Hi.
From the Lancaster. Hi.
Hi.
This is Jeff from the Lancaster area of Pennsylvania.
Awesome.
Becoming a class two cleared device now, but will that eventually give us, and I'm not sure the correct word, but a medical number so it can be claimed on insurance?
What is that called? I think it's called IPC code or something like that. But no, look, it the only way it would is if we or somebody went through the process to do that. So that is still probably quite a ways away. Let's say this. It allows you to open the door for that discussion. Okay,
mm-hmm.
When you're class two, because it is efficacy. It says, oh, it does what it says it does, where class one just says it's safe, and so insurance. CPT codes. Thank you, Joel and Clark. CPT codes. I knew it was some, you know, dyslexic and abbreviations. Not a good combination, but yes. So it opens the door, but no, that is not going to just automatically and miraculously mean that we will get that.
That's a
okay.
CPT?
CPT
you say
code,
CPT?
Yep. CPT? Charlie
okay.
Peter Thomas. Yep.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Very good. Thank
awesome.
You for the show.
Thank you very
and,
much, Jeff.
Love to hear you every week. Thank you.
Great. Okay, 970-688, 970-668. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey. This is Peter in Eagle, Colorado.
Hey, Peter, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. It's great to be here today. And it feels like the energy has always been building, but today especially. So, question. I had a distributor, a person I work with, asked, now with this whole class two, with the Go unit and where we're going with, why can't we sell the B body as class one independently? Where's the line
there's no B box attached to it. If there was a separate device, see, like for example, let's suppose that we hadn't had the classic be approved as a class two, right? If the classic hadn't been approved as cleared as a class two, let's just suppose it wasn't. It is, so it's a moot point. But let's just suppose that was the case and the classic stayed a class one, then you could have sold B bodies. But the FDA, I mean, come on, let's face it. Oh, you're going to sell a B body that's a class one applicator, but there's no box to attach it to right now? So you can't.
So gotcha. So therefore, let me just try to understand.
Sure.
So the classic is as well in the process of becoming a class two cleared device as well. Like, I mean, we're talking in the future. I get that.
Yeah.
What you're referring
to? Class
two.
No. The classic is already when they made the application in 2000 and whatever it was, when it was
gotcha.
Cleared in 2017,
right.
Both the classic
right.
and the pro are on the paperwork. So, you know, wouldn't it have been nice if they had only cleared the pro for class two? Because then we could have said, okay, well, class one stays that way and people could buy Beamer classic bodies. And if they decided to use an off label, they could. But the reality is that's not the case. So that's all just a hypothetical conversation right now. So, look, I have full confidence that our body will be back. It's just a matter of
right.
time with Dr. Berker working through it, because he has really made a lot of great relationships with the FDA, and more importantly, they really didn't understand our device. They didn't.
Right.
And so
right.
his educational process has helped, and so it's just a matter of time.
And I totally get that, and I mean, that's the way I explained it to him. It's only a matter of time. But I'll try to let them know, kind of based on what you just said, why we can't do that in the moment right here, right now. But
thanks.
And
welcome,
hope to cross paths again soon in the future.
Absolutely. And stay safe there in
Denver. Right.
Okay.
You as well. Thanks.
509-447-509-447. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Morning. Hi, I was told, and I thought it was erroneous, that the new B boxes could not be used with our existing
no.
B bodies if we
no,
ordered
no,
a
no, 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 no. Okay, so let's be clear about this, because I had this morning. I had it on my manager's call. The pictures on the website only show two icons. Okay. Look, that was done and photoshopped that way just so that there was clarity to the purchaser that these are the two things that you are buying. The B box is identical to the one
okay,
you have
so
if you have the Pro. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. Thank you.
Thank
I just needed that
calling.
Clarification.
Yep.
Thanks so
Wonderful.
Much for running
Thank
the call,
for...
Casey. We appreciate you so much.
Great. Thank you. Okay. 208-720, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey Conrad, David Olson in Idaho.
David Olson with Moochie, Chihuahua, whatever your dog's name is.
Yes. I too have a new puppy in my life.
Oh, he is so beautiful, and that picture you sent me was just awesome.
Yeah, he's a lot of work, as I fully expected. It's worth it.
Yep.
Hey, I've just learned so much from you today. I really appreciate you. And for Peter Davis's benefit, you know, one thing I heard, and I think I heard it through Bettina, maybe through Joshua, is that, you know, the language in this new classification for Beamer, there's something in there that says a class one applicator cannot be run by a class two control unit. And, you know, if there's truth to that, it makes so much sense that that's why we can't run or sell the B body as an accessory right now until it's cleared class two. And I don't even think the FDA understood or remembered this obscure and arcane rule that they've created over the last few years until they figured it out in February. Is there any truth to that?
Well, yeah. I mean, that it's basically just a rule that says the class one application
right.
cannot be used with a class two device. And, you know, there's literally, you're right, there's no rhyme or reason to it. It just, for whatever reason, maybe 50 years ago, there was a problem with that, you know, from a usage perspective. Who the heck knows? But this
right.
is why, but it absolutely, and that's why we cannot sell it. unless the bee body is actually, and folks, just so you understand, the bee body was not cleared because when they applied and the predicate device was a muscle stimulator, think about it. I mean, the predicate device is really kind of like a TENS unit, right? So, like, you're going to be, and think about the science person that knows nothing about Beamer, just looking at the paper and looking at the applicators. You're going to have a muscle stimulator for the entire body? That's weird, right? So that's why. And so it really makes sense when you just look at the facts, ma'am, right? But as we all know, it doesn't make sense when you understand the product and you understand smooth muscle versus skeletal muscle. So,
yeah, the FDA just has had a hard time wrapping their arms around this whole concept of Beamer, but we have Joshua Burka working steadfastly on that. So we're all in good shape. Thanks for listening, Casey. Have a great Monday.
Okay, thanks, David. Okay, last caller. Last caller, 352-796. 352-796, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey. This is Artist Man in Brooksville, Florida. I would like your expert explanation of why we have to put the B pad on the lower setting when we use it down the spine.
That's a great question. I am glad you asked that. So, folks, remember that the B body, our beloved B body, which we no longer sell in the United States, when it is used, it emits between 3.5 and 35 microtesla. The B body emits between 10.5 and 150 microtesla. Okay? Now, for our full body applicator, science told us that the lower microtesla is what we want to use, and yet for a problem area, we want to use the higher microtesla. Okay? So the B pad has the ability, as does the B sit, to either emit the 3.5 to 35 or the 10.5 to 150. So the reason that you go into your settings and put the B pad on low is that when you do that, you turn it into, and for lack of better words here, you turn it into a mini B body, okay? And then you finish your session and you go back in, you put it on high, and now it becomes a localized applicator. And I'm going to unmute you again because I muted you because you were giving some feedback. Does that answer your question?
Well, can you explain, is it okay if you don't take it off the low setting?
Absolutely.
It's not going to harm anyone's heart or anything if you leave it on high, correct?
Absolutely not. But if you want to follow the basic plan to the T, it is best that you turn it down so that you're getting the frequency that we know supports the systemic blood flow. Make sense?
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate your explanation.
Okay.
And I appreciate your program.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thank you. I just clicked you off because it told me I have 30 seconds left. So thanks for the show today, folks. I love all your questions. Super excited. Stay tuned to your email to get notification in the next few days, hopefully, that we are absolutely up and ready to order. Have a fantastic week, and I'll see you next week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.